You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Well, hey, everyone, welcome to 1 Million Cups Appleton. We are a celebration of entrepreneurship every week, or at least every week that we have a presenter. Typically, we meet at Fox Valley Technical College at the Venture Center, but we've been doing this Zoom thing. It's been pretty cool. But Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. Central. Today we have a guest all the way from Florida. Really excited to hear about his startup, Everest Master. We have Alejandro with us today. So let's give him a good welcome. And Alejandro, you can take it from here.
Sure. Yeah, let me share my screen with you. All right. Let me know. Do you see my screen?
Yep.
All right. Do you see the webcam swell or not?
Not right. I can see like your slide deck, like in a Chrome window.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So my name is Alejandro Jimenez, and I am the founder of Everest Master. What we do is to develop engaging virtual experiences. Everything started when I was studying online using a learning system called Canvas, and I wasn't having a good experience. I went through a long research and I figured out that I wasn't alone. Many students were facing the same problem. In first place, the system is complicated and it doesn't help you that much to improve your learning. In second place, there are unsatisfied social needs. It means that I was not able to meet my classmates. I didn't make any connection. You often see universities an opportunity to make those contacts for the future. And that is something that is lacking in online education. And in third place, you cannot meet your teacher. Your teacher, I'm talking about asynchronous courses, of course. You cannot meet your teacher. So there is that lack of one-on-one conversations or asking questions to the teacher when you have them. And in third place, there is a lack of academic environment. There is no place where you feel you can belong to. So the following solution came to my mind: developing a massive virtual world where everyone can learn, meet, and belong to a community. This can be achieved with avatars, networking, events or other virtual events, classrooms and campuses. It's actually a world where everything is possible. In order to validate our assumptions, we did a market validation analysis and we found a couple companies. One is called ScienceSpace and the other one, Virbela. They have many clients and some of the official clients are Pearson, Virgin, University of Edinburgh, Stanford University, Berkeley, and even the Department of State. When you come to the market, since we are a platform, we have multiple use cases. One of those is the higher education, which is our main market. And in second place, we have the online events. The virtual events have a value of $78 billion in the market. And when it comes to virtual education market, the value is $59 billion. Only by acquiring a tiny piece of this market, our company can be valued in over $137 million. I want to show you a demo. This is plain better everything that about Everest Master. Yeah, okay. So Everest Master will allow you to host virtual events like for networking. As you can see, we have this table that can control the noise and make the conversation private. You can also have expos and customize these booths for your company as well. And you can walk around the whole environment. You can have private conversations in these spaces. And you can also have this stage for your presentations and share your screen as well. And this is a social experience because you can share your webcam and talk through your microphone. Okay. So our business model, when it comes to specifically higher education, is going to be $16 per month per user paid in a semester and one-time fee of $10,000 to customize the campus to make it look more like your institution. For other use cases, it will vary. The market adoption strategy is the following. We are going to use direct and digital marketing because we believe that building direct relationships with our clients is key for our success. In second place, establishing partnerships with companies that are vendors of higher education institutions or business and corporations can help us a lot to get faster to those clients. In third place, we want to help people host virtual events with our platform, even for free, because we want as many people using use to our platform for whatever purpose they need. When it comes to competition, ErisMaster is the best positioned company for the virtual learning environment because our platform provides a high engagement and is student-oriented. Other solutions are more business-oriented or provide a low engagement. Our competitive advantage is that we're going to be the first virtual world focused only on education. It's going to be easy to use, user-driven, is optimized for better communication, and provides engaging learning experiences. And in fact, the possibilities of what you can do with ErisMaster are endless. Our team is made of five. You already know myself. I co-founded OU Webs in 2017 with my wife, Nachiro Cuba, who happens to be the COO of ErisMaster. We have Arsion, our technical manager, Shime, our Unity developer, and Goran, a 3D artist. How can you help ErisMaster? Our goal is to have 10,000 users by the end of 2021. You can help us by introducing us to potential clients, teachers, business contact, or anyone that wants to host an event can come to ErisMaster and talk to us and organize an event in our platform. Thank you for listening to my presentation. I would be glad to answer any question you may have.
Hey, Alejandro, that was an awesome presentation. Thank you for sharing your business with us. I see we have a couple other people that have joined us. Welcome. We'll open it up for any questions. But first, I just want to say, one of the things I think a lot of colleges, like your platform is very timely, because I think a lot of colleges are going to this virtual platform and they aren't adjusting their tuition price, right? And one of the things I think that college students aren't getting, which is a big part of their investment when they go to college, is their network, right? Like you go to college to expand your network, and these people that you meet in college can help you throughout the rest of your life, with different connections. And, it's a big part of your net worth, I think. So I think this is so timely, and I love the idea that you could, help colleges get their students back to a more normal, as close as normal as you can get, without being actually standing and talking to someone with this tool. So I think that's really, really cool. And I was kind of wondering when we would see a solution for this, because I have a few family members that are going off to their first year of college, and they're just kind of getting robbed in terms of not being able to build their network as strong as other previous college students and alumni. That's just more of a comment, not a question. So I think this is a really cool platform. What exactly, I guess I'm curious though. So I've used a few virtual platforms for events, virtual expos and stuff, but from a college standpoint, do you integrate with a Zoom? So you walk into a room and then it's a Zoom call from there, or do you host all the video and have a learning management system kind of attached to your platform?
No. In reality, we are a program. We are a platform that you can download in your computer. And our platform have the webcam ready for you. The challenge for us is to increase the number of users that can use the webcam, because at this moment we have certain technical limitations. But once we grow as a company, we can invest on our own solutions and increase the capacity for the webcam in a single room. So we are creating an environment where we don't want you to leave. We don't want you to need to go elsewhere or to close the tab, open here. We want everything right there. So when it comes to integrations of LMS or any other program, what we can do is actually give you access to internet from our platform. That is actually something we want to do. So you don't have to close the tab. You just open the internet. You walk to a computer and then you go to internet from there. But actually, you're technically speaking, you're connected to your own Chrome. So we want to have a solution where everything is there and you don't need to go anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that was going to be my next question is like, you know, do you see people like studying, you know, in your platform, or is it like when you want to go network, you hop on? Like you would spend your whole day in your platform is what you're saying.
Yes. Remember, we have several use cases, but when it comes to education in particular, I see people hanging out in the platform all day. Because we are going to have many activities for them and we want to give students a reason to gather together and study in our platform. And that reason can be programs that help them absorb the information better, or a program that help them collaborate with each other, like notes, for example, like a program to share the notes within the students, or a place where they can sit down, share the table with someone, speak, or any other functionalities. And many technologies can be integrated with Everest Master, like for example, AI. So we can, from there, assist better in what it is, education.
Yeah, cool. Anyone else have questions? Otherwise, I have more, but I'll let someone else chime in too.
I'll take one. So you were talking about in your little demo, there's the little room that you go into, and it's just the table, and it's like a private chat for two people or whatever, whoever's at that table. So when you go in there, is it literally you're just sitting down and there's chat boxes and you talk back and forth through like messaging, or does it then become a little more private and you can see like each other's faces and talk one-on-one, or how does that?
Yeah, good question. So what we are working on for those tables is the following. You saw that we have, for example, 4 seats. So this is going to be a private table, where in first place, you're going to stop hearing the noise or the conversations outside the bubble. This bubble is a sound bubble, because we try to replicate, in first place, we try to replicate how everything works in the real world. That means when you are in a place with many people, you hear everyone else's conversations. You see that their conversation went around. If you have ever been in a networking event, you know what I mean. There is a lot of noise and that is normal. So in this bubble, you have actually that under control, and you can see everyone's webcam on top of your user interface, and you can speak with them. You can actually look at them, at their avatars, so if you want to do that. It makes everything more private and connect you with those person. And then if you are done and you want to go to another conversation, you just stand up and go to a different table.
Interesting. And I assume like if there's a private booth, so if a vendor has a booth up there, do you walk up to the booth and then you can kind of see the presenter of the booth's webcam and they're giving a presentation and you can kind of watch it?
And yes, that's correct. You can have like the company can bring someone to work on the booth, promoting the business. And once you get there, you can speak with someone from the company, and then they can show you videos, or they can show you different images. Yes, that is completely possible that anybody would want to do.
And then my final question. You had talked about mainly just pricing with the schools.
Yes.
Is the, like, if you have a virtual event, is it the same type of thing where I would pay, like if I set up a virtual event, it would just be, I would have to pay $16 for anybody that came onto that event. Is that kind of the idea behind a virtual event, or is that a completely different pricing structure?
It's a completely pricing structure. It's a different business model. Okay. We actually going to be way cheaper. I think for now we want just to cover some expenses. So it could be like around $2 per user per hour. Let's say your event is 4 hours, then it's going to be less. Yeah, it depends. I really don't want to go into prices, but it's going to be way cheaper. And even at this moment, it's free. We want to offer the platform for free to certain events so they can help us get traction. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Does anybody else got questions out there?
I do. I was wondering about the ability to track engagement. So if you could comment about either the current capabilities or what you anticipate building in the future.
Hey, Gene, I really like your voice. Let's start from there.
Thank you.
I wanted to say, yeah, we are actually going to run metrics on the back so we can track engagement. That this can be achieved, like we can, from the webcam, we can see the students' eyes and where they are looking at. So at the end of the class, for example, we can send the teacher a report about each student engagement. Okay, like this student was looking away or look away like 20 times, or this student was not even here. So we think that technology should help educators and students. It's not like you have to suffer, oh, this is so difficult to understand, or this and that. No, we have to make it easier for all the users. And part of what we want to do in Everest Master is to work with educators and with research. We want to do an academic research to make sure what we are doing is scientific valid, and we are encouraging engagement, and we have a way to prove it with metrics and with analytics are running in the back of the whole application. It's not just an assumption, it's going to be data.
Awesome. Alejandro, what's your background?
Yeah, I have background as a web developer, I created my previous company that way, OUWebs. And I consider myself as an entrepreneur because it's what I like to do. At some point, I was into being more deep into web development or becoming an entrepreneur. And I realized that I wanted to be an entrepreneur 100% because what makes me feel happy is to think on ideas that are not there, and they could help everyone in a certain way. And I think I am very excited about Everest Master because certainly we have the opportunity to improve, to bring some innovation as well to online education.
Cool. Any other questions from the crowd? I will say, I think you have a really unique approach. I've seen like virtual event halls and stuff, but not anything as interactive as what you guys are developing. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We are looking for to help actually people that want to host an event. I think I said earlier. I was even joking. Maybe not joking with Eric, telling him that maybe we should do a 1 million cup meet, but at national level.
Yeah.
So bring everyone from 1 million comes to Everest Master because it's completely possible. We can have, technically speaking, we can have even up to 2,000 users connected at the same time on our platform without webcams. That is something important to say. But we can be together and speak to each other and to our avatars in that way.
Have you guys thought of like kind of like a patch, you know, between now and to when you get there, like using like a Zoom or an integration with another platform that already handles video really well? Because I will say, like, I guess for me, you know, I've used, I forget what it was, but it was Summerfest Tech, which is a Milwaukee event up here, used a virtual expo platform. And it was really cool. I mean, it showed an expo hall. It had people walking around. You could go into these different rooms, but then when you like chimed into the into the main hall, it just opened a Zoom call, you know, or like a Zoom webinar. But then you could exit and go back to the expo hall and stuff. But, you know, I just wonder, like, if there's, and obviously you guys have thought about this a lot more than I have, but there's like a temporary integration or something that would allow you to have 2,000 people with video, you know.
Yeah, actually, I would love to find a solution and looking for it. Because even right now, we are struggling to get with more than 17. And it would be great to have everyone with webcam. Actually, that is our goal. So if you know any solution provider that have that kind of can help us achieve that purpose, it would be great. Yeah, I heard the other day about some company that did that. I have to do more research into that.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, when I approach problems like this, I try to think, you know, first, you know, who's doing it today? And is it worth integrate, like building all the infrastructure to do what they do well already? Or is it worth just playing nicely with them? You know, like why reinvent it? But obviously every business is different, and you know,
yeah.
I you know, like Zoom is having problems with keeping up with all the video traffic too. So when you're talking about a big Salesforce backed technology company having issues with bandwidth and video traffic, like, you know, it's not just the small companies.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I actually don't see EverageMaster as a company that should be competing well when it comes to video or communication. We use video communication, and we could partnership with any company that can help us increase our capacity. Yeah. But what we are looking to do is actually build this community. That is the most important part for us, building a community for education, for businesses, where you can come together in one single place and interact and get to meet people. Like, we want to break the distance between people, basically.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I guess any other questions, feel free to chime in any point. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, so like when you were talking about having like a national 1 million cups, I mean, there's other organizations too that doing something national, like networking wise, like BNI, if, you know, they like, you know, doing larger group stuff if they could, but it's, you know, there's a lot of money that flows through companies like that, that they would have the ability to kind of have that as an offering for all of their, you know, 10,000 different small networking groups. So, I mean, that's kind of how I see, you know, for the networking side of things. It's not just the learning, you know, there's a lot of different avenues that this could be really helpful, you know, with trade shows and education, but networking too, where you can kind of get larger groups, you know, where it's, you know, say the state of Minnesota wants to get all their BNI groups together, but they want to do it digitally so people don't have to travel to the Twin Cities or something. Something like this would absolutely be good, and that's already a company that takes in lots and lots and lots of dues, so they already have money in the organization, so that's something that, you know, they do have money already. So
yeah, that definitely something we are interested, we're looking to do. We are looking for those opportunities because we just launched our prototypes 2 weeks ago, and for us it's very important to either grow from an investment in our company or to get our first sales. The first sales will help us a lot, but there also going to be certain understanding that we will progress with this sale. Like we have certain features already available, but just by making the first sale and give us a couple of months or 1 month, well, let's say a couple of months, we can, with that money, we can make a lot of progress by the time of the event and improve the whole experience a lot.
So are you guys pre-revenue then? Is that what you said? Okay, cool.
Yeah, we haven't made our first sale because I am in the loop for our first client while still looking for, like, the thing is, Everest Mastering have many use cases, as you have realized. And our focus is on education, and we want to keep that focus. But the process, the selling cycle for higher education is really slow. Like, if we want to make a pilot testing with them, it would be in 1 year since now. So it takes a lot of time, and we are going, we need to do these other online events in order to be profitable as a company. And at the same time, it's going to be beneficial for us because we are going to get traction and test many of the things that we need, we require. And once we have this opportunity to work with the institutions, we will be way more better as a solution.
I wonder if you know, like, I totally get, I used to be in education software sales, and just education software in general. And you're right, the sales cycle is long for getting schools to adopt anything and to agree to different software contracts, especially. But I wonder if, like, you know, like, well, I guess my question is, do you think, like, this whole virtual platform idea, if things clear up with COVID, do you think, like, next year is going to be like, you're going to miss the boat? Or do you think that schools are going to continue to offer this kind of virtual thing? Because I guess the thing that I think about with colleges, when I went to college, I paid more per credit for my virtual classes than I did for my in-person classes. Mm. And I kind of saw it as like, you know, what's going on here? Obviously the virtual class is cheaper to deliver than the in-person class when you think about the overhead that these schools have. And so I just wonder, like, will they, as soon as COVID kind of clears up, they're probably going to want to bring all their students back to, as many as possible, back to in-person, because they've invested in all this physical infrastructure. And, you know, like, I think students want that in-person experience. So do you think about that at all? Like, is it even worth looking at colleges if the sales cycle is too long? And, you know, I guess COVID could go on for years, so we never really know, but.
Okay, yeah, I have an answer for the question. Actually, Everest Master started before COVID. COVID was a surprise for me.
A good surprise, though.
For everybody. And the reason is that I did my research, and I found out that at least over 3 million of online, I mean, 3 million of higher education students are full-time online students. They are not going to college. So before COVID, there were already a market. There was a market already there. And of course, now with COVID, it's obviously half increased. But COVID had a double effect. In the first place, COVID has reduced a lot the number of new students in higher education. I think it has dropped 26%, which is a lot. Many people, as you said, they say, okay, it's not worth it to go to university if I'm going to do it online. Because my network and all of that, all of the reason I'm going to, not going to learn. So that reduced a lot the amount of students willing to go to a university. Or even if they decided to take courses, something cheaper. And the reason why is because technology. I don't believe that you have to blame online education. You have to blame the technology that are available for online education that are creating these limitations for the students, and they are perceived by them. Like, I told you, I am not going to be able to meet my teachers or my classmates, or when I have questions, all that kind of stuff. They realize, okay, there is no solution for this. This is not going to work for me. Better I don't go. And that reduces the amount of students willing to go to university. And see, we have already the market there before COVID. I think after COVID, the market will continue being there. And in second place, I think humanity is facing a lot of challenges. COVID is one obvious challenge, but there are other challenges like distance. Maybe you are more comfortable working at home, or you don't want to spend time commuting, or you live far from the university. Many reasons. There are many, many reasons, and in the future they're going to be even more. Everything is getting more complex in a certain way. And I think it's good that there is a solution for you when you want to study online. And I think there's going to be a change in mindset and perception of what is online education in the future with technologies as Everest Master. So people are going to see less limitations in online education.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good answer too.
Thank you.
And it is, I guess, yeah, I didn't think that you had started the company because of COVID, but obviously COVID has shuffled a lot of things, and out of it, I think a lot of good things will happen for companies like yours. I think at least I try to be optimistic that way. Also, yeah. In the technology space, but
yeah, awesome. I think people have learned to have it's appreciated more the virtual spaces now.
Yeah, for sure.
I can actually add to what you're saying to Andrew. Most of my family works for the UW Oshkosh, and the UW school system right now, because of COVID, is doing a lot of things where they're looking at consolidating all their universities. So instead of having a bunch of different campuses doing business, they're exploring the idea of having just one campus on the UW system do business school, and then using remote software to stream those classes to every one of the campuses. So taking that into consideration, that could be a huge opportunity for this type of strategy if the UW school system goes that route. It's going to open it up to a lot more. And I'm sure a lot of universities, because of COVID, are looking at this in the same way. So.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear. Actually, that is the whole goal of Everest Master. The way I vision to it, I always think about it, like you have to put in your mind what you want to achieve. I think about a virtual world, but if I were flying, I'm looking at it from the sky. So I see one university here, the other front. And let's say you have many campuses. So we can actually have each campus in the virtual world, and you can go from campus to campus. Let's say you want to visit Harvard campus, then you go outside your campus. There is going to be this public space for commercial businesses or anything like in the real world. We have restaurants, apps. I was just saying in the previous presentation, we can have McDonald's having a virtual restaurant in our platform. And then when you go to McDonald's, actually you're using the app, you're using Uber, and you request the food to bring to your home. So this is a way to promote their services in our platform. And so this is the public space full of commercial businesses. And then you go around it and you go to Harvard, you visit Harvard, and you can speak with the students from Harvard that are hanging out in the campus and stuff like that. So we want to integrate all the universities, all the students, all the teachers in one single platform, in one single world. That's what I am thinking, that our goal is to bring people together and shorten the distance between the platform, because there is no limitation when it comes to why you have to be in this Zoom meeting there or this there or this space there. If we can share the whole space and have opportunities, of course, to speak in private, to have our own conversations and our own classes, but also spaces where we can meet, even though we don't belong to the same institution.
Well. Yeah, awesome. Well, if there are any other questions, feel free to chime in here. Otherwise, always the last question for 1 Million Cups, Alejandro, is, what can we do for you? And I know you kind of mentioned that already in your PowerPoint, but if you have anything else to add to that, please chime in.
Yes, what you can help us is get in touch with us. If you want, we can go inside Everest Master, we can look at it. You can help us with introduction, someone you think is important for us to meet in order to grow as a company. And as well, we want to help you to host your online events with us. At this time, it's free. And I think it's going to continue being free as long as there is not a huge event. We can definitely do that. Because I think you can have any purpose for the event, like for a marketplace or even a group to talk about any certain topic and you would like to join in a meeting once a week. You can do that with Everest Master. So we'd like to help you host these events as well.
Cool. Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for being here today, Alejandro. Best of luck to you. I love what you're doing. I think it's really cool. And we appreciate you sharing your story and your company with us today up here in Appleton.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, guys. It was really nice to meet you. And I appreciate all the feedback you have given to me and your attention and as well your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.